title of today's talk. Today is your birthday. Gotta say, it came out of the blue. I was looking at that list of dates that April sends around and says I would like a guest speaker on these Sundays, and this date just popped out at me. And I said, well, today is your birthday. Because, in fact, it is. 3 o'clock, Good Friday morning, my mother invited me into her life in a more present way. And so I celebrate my birthday on this day. And I guess I just decided that one way or another, this had to be the day that I said, yeah, I'll say something. And today is your birthday has to be the title, and I'll figure out what that means sometime before March 27th. So that's what we're about this morning, seeing if I got anywhere. But today is your birthday, if you choose. What do I mean? Well, when I think of birthdays, I think of joy and celebration, anticipation, excitement, fresh start, new beginnings, children. And when I think of children, I think of carefree, unburdened, uninhibited, and naturally bold. Yeah. Aren't you beautiful? My gosh. And I bring to mind that vision of Jesus with all the children around. You know, let the children come to me. And his words, unless you become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I'd like to jump to the conclusion that what he really meant was that, number one, the kingdom of God is here on earth, and we do believe that, and we bring it forward. But, my gosh, if I'm supposed to become as little children, carefree, joyous, free, uninhibited, non-judgmental, that's how I'm supposed to be in this life. He told me so. And every day I am meant to be as a little child. So today, I do say happy birthday to each and every one of you. Okay, not your experience of today? Not your experience of every day anyway? Mm. Yeah. What is it that keeps us from waking up and feeling joy and happiness? Well, okay, responsibilities. I gotta do that, having that. Sometimes it's health challenges. Sometimes it's the job we have to go to that we don't enjoy. Sometimes it's the job we don't have. Might be an argument from yesterday with our spouse or a child. And that list, the list that keeps us from here and now, can go on and on and on and on and on and on. Or not. Or not. And I ask, why do you come to Unity? Why do you study new thought ideas? Things like, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Or those five Unity principles we sang about. God is all, and God is good. I'm of God. I am good. I co-create with God through the thoughts I hold in mind. I bring out the good in my life through prayer and meditation. I live this truth. Me? I really try to bring those principles alive in my life. Because when I do, my gosh, they really help. They help me shift focus, okay? They empower me to choose how I want to experience the activities of my life, what I want to experience in my emotional being, my spiritual being, my intellectual being. They help me focus how I want to experience the relationships in my life. But golly, I need them. So this morning I wake up and the first thing out of my mouth is, wow, I slept well, I feel good. I get to go and do this morning. And then I got to my meditation / journaling corner. I sat down and went, oh crap. What the heck do I have to say that's going to touch anybody? Who do I think I am doing this? Oh, those old messages that definitely are not. You know, the messages that I read about in the principles and thoughts held in mind. And thank God I had written a couple notes to myself last night. There was a sheet of paper sitting next to my space. And I picked it up and it said, you know, those five principles. And I wrote them down. One power, one presence, God the good. That's all there is. I am one with God and I am good. Well, that means you are one with God and you are good. You know, we co-create. They truly, truly took me from to a wonderful morning, an opportunity to be here, and the realization that I have to trust that someone here will get something from something I say, simply because I am God expressing as Jane. Someone will be touched, and that's all that matters. And it doesn't have to be any more than that. So they help. And I need them. And I need them every day. Because, like you, I am fully and sometimes painfully human. From the physical pain to the ego pain to relationship challenges, depression, addiction. Claim them all. Don't claim them. Had experienced them all. Still experience some. And you know what else? I do an amazingly grand job at getting overwhelmed by life's abundance, by all the powerful good that comes into my life. Yeah, okay. So, human life is a package deal. No one, absolutely no one, is free from its challenges. Nobody. But I also believe that no one needs to be deprived of its joys. I think one of the saddest things for me is experiencing a human being that is suffering because they don't know how to be free in mind, free in spirit, free despite the challenges, free through the challenges. And sometimes that somebody is me. So I go back and wonder, what is it that we can learn from that idea that Jesus said, unless you become as little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You cannot experience freedom and joy here on earth in your day-to-day existence. And what if that was the only lesson that we took to heart? Unless you become as a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I think about the attributes of children. Okay, what are the qualities? What is it about them that allows them the endless fresh starts? Well, I don't think there's any blocks to their energy. It's just life that keeps on flowing. No plans, no judgments. Innocent, trusting. They act with simplicity and they speak pretty candidly, sometimes too candidly. Think about the way they look at the world. Little children, and we're talking little children, you know, and they're looking up, nothing but awe. nothing but total amazement and wonder at this place, the people around them. They don't count. They don't keep track of anything. They don't keep track of the failures. They don't keep track of the blessings. The stuff, the time, the money, none of it. The journey of their life is all in front of them. You know, that example we hear over and over and over again. But imagine learning to walk. If you remembered the 100 times you fell down this morning and hurt yourself and bumped your head, you know, you'd never get there. They gotta forget. Fresh start. Stand up. Do it again. And again. Begin again. The child lives here and now. And that's the only moment they know. So what if your faith, what if your spiritual beliefs gave you the courage to begin again, begin anew, every single day? What if Jesus' words to become as little children were really about acknowledging the qualities of children, which are also the qualities of spirit, the essence of who we really are at depth? There's a book I've been reading lately, my leadership journey pointed me at it. It's called The Untethered Soul. And Michael Singer is writing about our soul essence tethered to nothing, ideas, things, people, and living from that space. He writes about being on the path of unconditional happiness and remaining open, despite all appearances to the contrary. So he writes, if you take on this path of unconditional happiness, you will have to stay conscious, centered, and committed at all times. You will have to stay one-pointed on your commitment to remain open and receptive to life. Staying open is what the great saints and masters taught. They taught that God is joy, God is ecstasy, God is love. And if you remain open enough, waves of uplifting energy will fill your heart. He also says, spiritual practices are not an end in themselves. They bear fruit when you become deep enough to remain open. You simply have to learn not to close. Yeah. Now, in unity, we believe that God created man in God's image. So if God is joy and God is ecstasy and God is love, and I am in God's image, as co-creator with God, in order for God to experience more God. God created me to be God expressing, to bring more good, more God into the universe. And God created me as God, perfectly one at depth as soul, with pure essence, and a pure essence that effortlessly brings forth good. So what if my soul, that God essence, that indwells gene, is a child, forevermore a child? Imagine for a moment your soul, your innermost depth, with these attributes. Right? Soul has no plans, no energy blocks, only free-flowing life. Soul is about expansion and growth. It retains no history of mistakes, successes, judgments. No yesterday. Soul is pure and innocent and trusting, and it acts with simplicity, and it speaks candidly, and it does speak. Soul sees with wonder and awe, and soul is always here now, present to this moment, experiencing this and this. This. I have a song to share that I don't think you've ever heard before. I don't think I knew what it meant until recently. It came around probably 6 years ago. It's called Soul Journey. Soul Journey, journey through this lifetime. Soul journey, moving through all space and time. Flying freely, each journey unique. Flying freely, each journey in itself complete. Soul journey, a journey of one. Soul journey, God's will is done. Soul journey, come to earth, my life to live. Soul journey, viewing life from my perspective. Sometimes leading, my soul is my guide. Sometimes learning, my soul is with me for the ride. Soul journey, together we roam. Soul journey, on our way home. Soul journey, journey of the God within. Soul journey, ever grounding me again. Deep within me, my soul is myself. Always with me, my soul, it is my greatest help. Soul journey, with you I'm set free. Soul journey, blessing me. It is my choice. It is your choice to experience this human existence as a celebration of your soul's journey and its freedom each and every day. It is my choice to see life with the eyes of a child. Those wonder and awe-filled, oh, I love it, eyes of my soul. It is my choice to laugh when that's what I feel, right? It is my choice to live the unity principles, to be God expressing, and to live the truth that I know. It is my choice to let go of yesterday. Anything that I'm carrying around from this morning or last year, or in my childhood as I started collecting the baggage. And it is my choice to stop, begin again, over and over, every single day. And finding presence in this moment, to notice its gift, the gift that is here for you in every moment. This is the moment. Today is the only day I am alive in the now. Now I am ready to be all that I can be. I am alive in the now. I am alive in the now. And it doesn't matter how old or how young you are. some of you noticed that you have the words to that piece. So, I ask you, where would you like to begin again today? What area of life? What relationship? What thought pattern? What belief? What dream is ready for a fresh start? What is it that you need to let go of in order to let soul live into this fresh start? How can the unity principles, fully engaged in your life, guide you to freedom here? And what if you decided to hold a birthday celebration in honor of this fresh start? It's your choice. So I invite you now to get ready for meditation. In your chairs, I invite you to close your eyes, breathe deeply, and in your mind's eye, let yourself become free as a child, free to fly, free to play, to laugh, to be, free to live in the moment, free and safe, however you experience the unquestionable safety, assurance of your faith. Maybe you find yourself nestled in God's loving arms, or relaxing on a cloud of spirit. Maybe you've returned to the pre-birth home of your soul, and you are now in this moment aware of being the absolute essence of God. Rest here. And as the message of this meditation fills the room, you are welcome to follow it or not, or simply remain fully enraptured, enfolded, safe.
If we need washing today, rain will do. lost spirits met. Do you live in the moment? Seize every chance to be one with the blessings of sweet spirits dance. When Mother Nature shows her colors true, do you stop, look around, and just gaze? Accept the miracle God is giving to you, or stay focused on work that pays. Do you run in the rain? Let your plans get wet? Do you bend when spirit calls? Trust spirit's net. Do you live in the moment? Seize every chance to be one with the blessings of sweet spirits dance. And when a friend stops by unexpectedly, are you ready to lend her an ear? Or are you more inclined just to state your case that you are busy with no time to spare? Do you run in the rain? Let your plans get wet? Do you bend when spirit calls? Trust spirit's net. Do you live in the moment? Seize every chance to be one with the blessings of sweet spirit's dance. Will you run in?
Trust spirit's net? Will you live in the moment? Treat each one as new. And let yourself receive the blessings God has for you. Know that this is always a choice. Always you can acknowledge spirit's net of safety and be open to life's blessings. Breathe deeply. Breathe in the freedom of spirit. Breathe into the truth of your being. And in this moment, begin to become aware of this moment, of yourself seated in this chair, of the people around you, the community, here so willing, so able to support you on your journey.
friend because I met her, okay? An acquaintance, a wonderful songwriter who lives in Texas. Her name is Kit Holmes, and she has some beautiful music. And this song is called It's a New Day. So, as we...
Gotcha.